Welcome back. As you've been hearing on the bulletin, the death toll from the devastating wildfires in Hawaii has risen once again. It currently stands at 93, but hundreds of people are still missing, and authorities there are warning that the number of fatalities is almost certain to rise further. This has been the deadliest wildfire in the United States in more than a century. The region worst affected is, of course, the island of Maui and the historic town of Lahaina. Last night, Hawaii's Governor Josh Green gave a news conference in which he outlined the scale of the damage.
In West Maui, 2,200 structures have been destroyed or damaged. 86% are residential. In Kula, 544 structures have been exposed and 96% were residential. The losses approach $6 billion in estimate. The extraordinary thing is to have this leadership from D.C. They can begin to look at how we can rebuild, but also how we can get resources to our people who have lost almost everything. Now, the maps show one snapshot of what has happened here, but these are the human realities. Last night, through the extraordinary work of the mayor, his team, 1,418 people received shelter. But that's also in the backdrop of the loss of life. We're grateful that people have survived. If you go to the shelters, and you should go to the shelters and talk to people, you'll be able to see their faces as they come out. And we as a community can support them. We can donate to them. We ask for a lot of understanding about travel into the zone where the fire occurred. And the reason for that is the health consequences. We have to go with caution. There are heavy metals there. There are toxic states where the houses have come down and the businesses have come down. The recommendations are to avoid those structures because they could still fall on people, and we've lost too much life already.
One of those tasked with allocating resources to the region is Deanne Griswold, who's with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. She's paid tribute to the people of Maui and to their resilience.
I had the opportunity today to talk with both the governor and Mayor Bisson about what their needs were. And this is really why I came. I needed to be able to see firsthand what the challenges are going to be, talk to the governor, talk to the mayor, to hear what their concerns are and what resources they are going to need as we go forward. But then I also wanted to talk to the people that have been impacted. And so I had an opportunity to go to the War Memorial Shelter and talk to those families who have been staying there. And I heard their stories. I heard their harrowing stories of escape. Evacuating, then evacuating again, a car that was caught on fire, then they got into somebody else's car. Yet what I always find, even during these incredibly tragic times, is this resilience of a community to come together and support each other. And that's what I saw at the shelter today. Even amidst all this tragedy, there were neighbors helping neighbors. And it's this human spirit coming together that always gives me hope that we are going to be able to rebuild and make sure that these communities that have been impacted will become even better in the future.
Deanne Griswold of FEMA paying tribute to the people of Maui there.